You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, get an inside look at the new Browns draft class by tuning in to the Cleveland Browns Rookie Spotlight. That's tomorrow night, Saturday night, 7 p.m. on WKYC Channel 3. The Cleveland Browns Rookie Spotlight. It explores each player's unique journey to the NFL and becoming a Cleveland Brown. Don't miss it. My great partner, Nathan Zagura, is co-hosting along with Dave Chudowski. They do an excellent job. Great interviews, great insights. So tune in again tomorrow night, 7 p.m., WKYC Channel 3. Again, must viewing. So if you can't see it when it's running then, and maybe you're DVRing it, maybe you're not, and if you're, say, out of the Northeast Ohio area, wait about maybe a half an hour or so afterward.
Yep.
We're going to have the stream right on ClevelandBrowns.com, and you can see teasers and snippets from the program on our site now. Strongly, strongly recommend you check this out. This is something we haven't done before as a team. This is a special show. So good stuff by you, Nathan.
I agree. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. All right, we bring aboard another great member of our content and production staff, our outstanding and very talented staff writer, Kevin Jones, with us. Kevin, welcome.
My guys, what's up?
What's up, KJ?
Not much.
You did a really nice piece. Let's talk about this first. We'll get some thoughts on the workouts and such. OTAs, want your perspectives on that. But first, let's talk about Ray Farmer. He was on the show on CBD the other day, and then you did, I thought, a really comprehensive look at kind of building the team and his philosophy. Give me some of your biggest takeaways from that, KJ.
You know, I sit down with Ray Farmer, and the first question I ask him, what's the biggest thing that happened this offseason? Because there were so many things. And I'm thinking, okay, it's got to be Whitner or Dansby bringing in some veterans. He goes, no. And I'm like, okay, the draft, you get the pick from the Bills. You get Gilbert Manziel. You're walking away. Wow, we had a first round. He goes, no. All right, then I'm like, okay, Alex Mack, you get a homegrown Pro Bowler. He's coming back. He said, no, the biggest moment for Ray Farmer this offseason was when he first sat down and talked X's and O's with Mike Pettine. They were finishing each other's answers. They were talking about the draft, free agency, their philosophies on training camp. They are in so much sync with each other. It's a cohesive unit. You know, you have some GMs and coaches where the GMs pick out the groceries, the coaches cook the meal. That's not how it works here. These guys are meeting in the cafeteria. They're meeting all the time. They're in constant communication, hand in hand. And that's why the Cleveland Browns in Vegas, that's why they're over 7 wins. There is a different feel. Megan Rock said it earlier in the show. I am agreeing with her here. I've only been here 1 month. Everyone believes in Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine as a team, and that's what I really took away from writing this article.
And didn't Ray say they were like brothers from another mother?
No, that was Mike.
That was Mike who said that?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So they sat down in a meeting. This meeting took place in the draft room. Jimmy Haslam was there. Alex Shiner was there. Alec has this A to Z list. We need to go over everything. And they were on the same page about everything. You know, I wasn't here in years past, and it seemed like there was a lot of chefs in the kitchen. There was a lot of people who had a lot of different say on things. Now it's Ray Farmer, Mike Pettine together with Alec and Jimmy. Those two are on the same page when presenting the information to make the Browns successful. He conveyed that to me, and it was a fun piece to write.
It was a fun piece to read. I liked it.
Yeah, it was. Really good stuff.
What are you? I know you said you got something cooking maybe with Anthony Armstrong coming up in the next couple of weeks or the next week. What are some of the things people can look for from your columns at ClevelandBrowns.com? And if you aren't familiar with Kevin Jones yet, you need to be. Check him out at ClevelandBrowns.com. Staff writer, a prolific writer, I might add, pumping out a lot of great stuff. And you can follow him on Twitter at Mr._Kevin Jones.
And another thing Ray told me, and we'll talk Anthony Armstrong here and the other receivers. The Browns aren't done yet shaping this roster. It's an everyday process. They're monitoring the league about everything. Let me tell you about Anthony Armstrong, because we know Earl Bennett. We know Miles Austin. A lot of you guys don't know Anthony Armstrong, his background. He's been getting a lot of playing time right now in the OTAs. He's got kind of a connection with Johnny Manziel. He's been sort of his guy. He stands out. His background story is very interesting. He goes to West Texas A&M, not the Aggies. He's there in Odessa, very small Division II college. Comes out, he's not getting drafted. He's not really getting a look. So he joins the Intense Football League. I don't think anyone's really ever heard of it. It's a minor league, minor league in the arena circuit down there in Texas. I think there's only 4 teams in the league. They play each other the whole time. Starts climbing up, gets to the Dallas Desperados in the Arena Football League. All of a sudden, he's on the Dolphins practice squad. makes the Redskins roster. He's a 27-year-old rookie in 2010, and he's behind Jabbar Gaffney and Santana Moss, but he's making noise with Rex Grossman that year. Had over 800 yards, was a deep threat for the Redskins. Sort of fell out of favor there. They brought in Pierre Garçon. They brought in Leonard Hakerson, some different pieces with the Redskins. He ends up getting cut. Was out of football last year. Kyle Shanahan likes this guy a lot. He's turning some heads in practice. I'm having a sit-down interview with him momentarily after this. Very fun story. A guy to keep your eye on. I know he's well-traveled, but he can make plays down the field, and he showed that early in the OTAs.
He's a guy who seems to have a nice chemistry with your favorite, Mr. Johnny Manziel, as well.
Like I said, and we've seen this from Manziel in practice. We saw it, I believe it was Wednesday. Johnny can throw the deep ball. Anthony, on this roster, I mean, outside of Josh Gordon,
still has some juice.
He can get open down the field and make the big plays to open up Kyle's running game. That's what he likes to do early in a game. Let's take a couple shots down the field. Don't be surprised. Preseason, you're seeing Anthony Armstrong post some big numbers. He did that in Washington. I have faith in this guy. I've seen him play before with all the different receivers on the team. It's going to be hard to make a name for yourself, but keep your eye on Anthony Armstrong, I'm telling you.
Yeah, no, I thought he came in with some pretty decent credentials to at least enhance the depth, and I think we agree that, again, a lot of uncertainty with Josh Gordon, but beneath Josh Gordon on the depth chart, I don't know that I felt better about the receiving core, and that presumes a lot. It presumes that Armstrong can be the guy that he is, and maybe it mostly presumes that Miles Austin gets on the field and is ready to go. Right now, we haven't even seen him run around, you know, at practices and so forth. Kevin Jones joins us, staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com. So some other takeaways that you had from this week of minicamp, of OTA practices, Kevin. Just some things that jumped out at you on either side of the ball.
The running back group, is this the deepest group in the AFC North? I mean, you're going to be able to hand the ball off to a lot of different people. We are thinking Ben Tate's going to be the guy, signs as a free agent, did a lot of great things in Houston. That offense was still able to click when Foster went down or needed a breather. But Terrence West, you heard Billy Winn say it earlier, this guy is churning out runs. And it's not just the strength from him lower body-wise. Upper body, he is fighting through blocks. Terrence West is good, and not a lot of people are seeing this. I'm seeing Edwin Baker flash some speed out there. I don't think Terrence West is a traditional third-down running back. I like Edwin Baker. He's going to have an uphill climb to make this roster. It's very competitive in the running back spot. Another guy, though, Edwin Baker for sure.
Yeah, they absolutely are going to be able to run the ball, and Billy Winn did say that. It's like it's like night and day for this team running the football. When you've been watching out there at practice, the backs certainly have stood out. Anybody on the defensive side of the ball who's caught your attention thus far?
Tayshawn Gibson, for sure. He's a guy who's taking direction from Dante Whitner. He's flying around. If there's a tip ball or a ball hits the ground, he's one of the first people to pick it up and run it the other way. With the up-tempo style that this defense is playing, he had 5 picks last year. Let's not measure him by interceptions this year, but let's measure him. Is he shutting people down the field? We're going to have Whitner playing up at strong safety. So Tayshawn Gibson is a guy I got my eye on as well.
Yeah, and I think the whole, just watching how the whole back end of this defense operates now is going to be fascinating, because with Justin Gilbert coming into the fold and eventually working his way more into what the first group will be doing. I mean, this is clearly the coaching staff wants the rookie group to travel the long path to get there, and nobody's getting anything handed to them. But I think on the back end of this defense, Whitner's presence is already clear in practice, and it looks like this group, I mean, they're getting their hands all over footballs. It just seems to me in so many ways, you know, you've got a lot to contend with, and I think that's been a real challenge, not just for Johnny Manziel as a rookie quarterback or Connor Shaw as a rookie quarterback, but Hoyer, Thigpen. I mean, everybody looks at that secondary, and they've got a lot to deal with.
Right, and Justin Gilbert, too. And what I'm really interested to see with him, are they going to let him return kicks? This guy is the most prolific kick returner in Big 12 history. You don't want a guy to get injured on special teams, but we saw in the past here with Josh Cribbs, you can – break a game wide open. So it will be interesting to me to see special teams wise who are going to be the return guys, because that's a competition that's wide open.
I think if you get from Justin Gilbert what you hope to get as a defensive back, as a cornerback, a lockdown press man guy that can start opposite Joe Hayden, I don't think you're risking him on
even early
teams.
In his career when he's
but
not
he
starting.
Good. If he, well, I think he'll be starting early.
I think he'll start early, and you know
I don't think they'll risk him.
My sense is they won't take the risk. I hear exactly, Kevin, you're saying the right thing. This guy brings those credentials, and I got to tell you what. It'll be so frustrating, I think, for Chris Tabor, the special teams coordinator, when he's going up to Coach Pettine and says, hey, I really want this guy on special teams. And Pettine's going to look at him and say, yeah, he's got to play corner.
Yeah, he's playing defense. Yeah, we're not risking him out there. All right, Memorial Day's coming up. We're talking about barbecues, having fun. Yeah, what's on your docket besides tearing up West 9th?
Yeah, that's on the docket. Honestly, I'm new in Cleveland, so if anyone's got a barbecue and they're a loyal Browns Daily listener, I am willing to come to your barbecue. You know, talk Browns nice. With you. Tweet me, Mr._KevinJones. I'll come. Unlike Billy Winn, I'll bring a side dish. I'll bring a pasta salad. I'll throw some cheese cubes in there.
Will you bring a pasta salad?
I can make a nice little pasta salad. But I am like Billy. I like the corn on the cob, on the grill.
Yeah, grilled.
I need ribs, though, at my barbecue. I'm not a steak guy for Memorial Day. You got to get the hands messy. And then I'm also looking for a place to fish. If anyone's got a boat, I have this weekend off. I got some articles already ready to go. So tweet me, Mr._KevinJones. I am down to hang out this weekend.
KJ, out there, putting it in the mix.
Using the airwaves.
Help him out, folks.
To ask for an invitation.
The social calendar.
Something's going to pop
fill
for
it up.
Him there.
That's right. I can't. I'm going to be watching your mentions for the rest of the night. That's at Mr._KevinJones. Ladies, he's talking to you.
I am. Honestly, I am.
Awesome. Yes.
All right. Great stuff. Enjoy your holiday weekend. I think it's going to get a whole heck of a lot more interesting now. When we come back, we're going to hear some Joe Thomas sound. We're going to take more calls from you guys, 216-578-0850. The over-under in Vegas is at 7 games now for the Browns. You going over?
What's the over-under of Kevin Jones getting an invitation?
I'm going to put it on an over 5.5. I think he's going to have at least – I'm going to go over. I think he's going to have at least 6 invitations
way over
on
right
Twitter.
Now, especially if he's
I think it could be by the end of the show.
I might have a recap article.
You should recap how it worked, how you use Cleveland Browns Daily.
We're going to have that for Monday for you guys.
There you go.
So be ready.
So make sure you bring – yeah, get him an opportunity.
Show him some hospitality.
Yeah, exactly. Show the man around town. Absolutely. All right, we'll be back with more on a fun Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford. And maybe